One Man Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Claudia and Father Barber on Claudia's terrace.
Claudia, you need only to read between the lines of Pinky's letters home from Santa to know that he's going to flunk out.
Oh, Dad, I hope not.
Yes, yes. His marks will look like the holes in donuts, and there'll be general surprise and consternation. But no credit will come to me for long-range predictions. Look, nobody ever listens to me.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. When a headache threatens to ruin an otherwise perfect day, I hope you folks will remember what I've told you about Alka-Seltzer and the really fast, really effective relief it can give from a headache. Yes, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, listen to its fizz, then drink it. I know you'll like the pleasant, refreshing taste of Alka-Seltzer, and you certainly will like the way it can relieve the pain and distress of a headache. Alka-Seltzer works so fast because it contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers. And I want to say this. If you've never tried Alka-Seltzer for headaches, you don't know what you're missing. I mean that. So do try it, won't you? Yes, try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Remember, you must like Alka-Seltzer. You must be satisfied, or you'll get your money back. Chapter 12, Book 79. An hour ago on this sparkling morning in Sea Cliff, San Francisco, Henry Barber started out from the family home for what was to have been a long stroll through the autumn weather. But he was delayed when his daughter Claudia hailed him from her garden, inviting him in for a mid-morning cup of coffee. We find him now sitting with Claudia on her sunny terrace.
Here I am, been gone an hour, and I haven't covered half a mile. I'd better get on with my walk.
Well, don't hurry off, Dad. It's almost time to go home for lunch. Unless you'd rather stay here.
Ooh.
I love that old tweed jacket, Dad. Oh, by the way, I have a compliment for you.
Me? Hmm? Hmm? Hmm?
Our neighbor across the way had a house guest last week, a charming elderly woman from Chicago.
Huh?
The other day she said to me, "Who is that straight-shouldered, handsome, tanned, middle-aged gentleman in a tweed jacket who walks by here in the morning?"
Oh.
I said at once and very proudly, "Why, that's my father."
Yes.
I've been meaning to tell you.
Middle-aged, huh?
And tanned, and handsome.
Is the lady still over there?
I'm sorry to say she's gone.
Oh.
But you made quite a conquest, Dad.
Have you relayed this compliment to your mother?
No, not yet. Why?
Oh, you might just casually drop it. Your mother doesn't appreciate you.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, it's a fact. Won't give me credit when I'm right. And when I foresee people headed for disaster, make a remark about it, then she says I'm grumpy.
Somebody heading for disaster, you
say? Oh, well, perhaps that's a strong word. We were talking about Pinky and the letter that Hazel got from him yesterday. Did you see it, Claudia?
No.
Oh, well, you have only to read between the lines to see that the boy is going to flunk out of Santa.
Oh, Dad, I hope not.
Yes. Hazel and Daniel are worried about him. Hair and scare, boy. Yes. When a freshman in Stanford writes home that his economics professors are all numbskulls and nobody likes them and he's thinking about taking up forestry next quarter... Yes, if that boy isn't hanging by a thread, then I can't read between the lines. At breakfast, I merely remarked he's hanging by a thread. And then, for a little observation like that, I'm grumpy. Yes. When the boy comes home with marks that look like the holes in donuts, there'll be general surprise and consternation, but no credit will come to me for long-range prediction. However, the prophet without honor. Yes. What was the lady's name?
Hmm?
The house guest. The lady across the street who saw me walking.
Hmm? Oh, Mrs. Fitzhugh.
Fitzhugh? I don't know any Fitzhugh. Very aristocratic. I wish I'd met her. Tell me more about her, Claudia. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, there's my phone. Is the coffee still hot, Dad?
Yes, yes. Only want a sip.
Oh, help yourself. I'll be right back. Hello? Oh, Hazel, hi. Dad and I were out on the terrace. No, he's still out there. Why? Oh, no, I'm at the phone in the living room. What? No, you can talk, Hazel. He's out on the terrace.
All right, but then I won't go into detail now.
But if my little son Pinky phones from Stanford or drops in or writes you and tries to borrow money from any of you over there, he's not to have a cent. And you better tell Joan, too. He's so impressed with Joan's estate, he may even try to borrow from her.
Hazel, is lunch ready? Where are you?
Dan? Just a minute, Claude. Dan, I'm in the den.
Oh.
Dan just came in. No, don't say anything to Father, please. I'll call you back later.
Hazel, what are you doing in the house on a day like this?
I've been out in the garden. I just came in to answer the phone.
Oh, it's stuffy in here. Let's open the window. It's a wonderful morning, Hazel.
Dan, Pinky phoned from Palo Alto.
Hmm? That just now?
Oh, a minute ago. That was Claudia.
Flunked out? What's the matter, Hazel?
Dan, I don't know if he's flunked out or not. I suppose he has. After reading that letter, only an optimist would think he'd ever get through, but... Dan, he says he has to have $250 right away.
What?
Yes.
$250? What in the world for?
He won't say.
Well, he darn well better say. Oh, my solemn sacred word. Where do these kids nowadays think the money comes from? Well, they got the notion now that the government subsidizes everybody? Why?
Dan, I couldn't make head nor tail of it. He gave me that big college double talk. I asked him four times what he needed it for. And all I could get was, a man is sometimes pressed for funds. He said I wouldn't treat him like a grown-up, and a man was sometimes pressed for funds.
Gambling?
No. No, he said he only gambled one night.
Well, that's all you need.
Oh, no. He said he played penny ante poker in the dormitory the first night he was there and lost 40 cents and quit. He said on his honor, Dan.
$250. Well, what'd you say to him?
I said he couldn't have it. I said we didn't have $250 to spare.
Aren't you right?
And besides, I wouldn't think of giving him a thin dime after all the money we put out this fall unless he'd tell me what it was for.
Good for you, Hazel.
Well, that didn't end it. He said...
Huh?
Oh, I can hardly bring myself to repeat it. Those high-flown phrases he uses. He said if we wouldn't give it to him, he'd have to get it from a more sympathetic source.
What?
Yes, a more sympathetic source. Yes. I said, if you so much as hint to your grandfather that you need money, I said I'd disown him. That was too strong, but I was pretty damn mad.
Oh.
Then I thought of Claudia. That's where he'd go, of course. He's always talking about how rich Nicky is, and he's gaga about Joan's estate. Well, I put a stop to that. I told Claudia not to let him have a nickel. Oh, Ben.
Oh.
What are we going to do? How can two boys be so different, Ben? Twins. How can they be so different?
Wonder of the age.
There's Hank, plugging away at Cal, getting A's in everything. Happy, adjusted, working hard, never waste a penny. Then Pinky, big shotting at a Stanford, up to his ears in debt.
Gambling. That's the only answer.
No, I really don't think so. He said on his honor.
Well.
Now, Pinky can give the truth a good twisting sometimes, but not when he says on his honor, Dan. The Boy Scouts did that for him anyway. Thank goodness for the Boy Scouts.
Where did we make our mistake with that boy?
No, don't say that, Dan. Look at Hank. Apparently, we haven't made mistakes with Hank. And Margaret, she got A's on 2 Latin papers last week. She's been working like a little beaver. They've all been brought up in the same house.
Oh, I don't know, Hazel. Sometimes without meaning to, a stepfather...
Now, don't say that ever again, Dan. You've been perfect with them. Just perfect. Nobody could have been more patient or thoughtful or given them more love.
Oh, well, that's neither here nor there. $250. And he didn't lose at gambling. Well, then how?
I know.
Has he bought a car?
I asked him. He said he hadn't.
Wrecked somebody else?
No, I asked all those questions, Dan. That's when he said he was grown up and a man was sometimes pressed for fun.
Oh, fine. Well, how did you leave it?
I said he simply couldn't have it.
That's easy. I simply haven't got it. Not that I could put my hands on it. Well, that ought to take care of that.
Yes, for you, when it's on.
Mm-hmm.
I said he wouldn't be back until lunchtime, but there was no point wasting money on another toll call. I told him to go out and earn the money if he was so desperate. I just hung up on him.
Yeah, he'll call me, of course.
Just tell him no. We'll stand firm.
Oh, yes, of course, Hazel.
What?
Well, I've got that Duke's oil stock.
Oh, no, Dan. You're not going to do it.
Well, I know, Hazel, but I'm just holding it in hopes that maybe it'll...
There he is. I knew it. Now, let me have it, Dan. Hello? Yes? Well, Peavy, I thought I'd take... But there's no point. Yes, he's here. Hold the phone just a minute, Tim. I'll call him. Now, Dan, you always weep him. Maybe that's the trouble. Maybe that's our mistake. Now, I've been very firm with him. He's simply got to back me up.
Yeah, let me have it. Pinky, there is no point whatever in talking to me. Now, your mother and I stand shoulder to shoulder on this thing. And if you can't tell us what you need the money for, get it yourself. Well? All right, my boy. That's absolutely fine.
What'd you say?
Dan? Nothing at all, Hazel. But, well, I think... kid like that, I think he was crying.
And a man is sometimes pressed for fun. Oh, Dan. Well, we won't give in.
Yeah. I just hope we're doing the right thing, that's all. Oh, parenthood is kind of a rough business, Hazel. Isn't it? Come here, my dear.
The barbers will be back in just a moment. Now that the cold catching season is catching up with us, let's consider the question of what to do when you feel a cold coming on.
Well, I can tell you what I do. I take Tabson, and quick, just like you say.
And you find that Tabson helps?
Helps? Why, it's wonderful the way Tabson can help you feel better. Just last week, I felt a cold coming on, and I started taking Tabson right away, just like the directions say to do. My nose and head felt better in just a little while.
The sneezing and the sniffling were checked?
Oh, yes, and it was such a relief. My eyes were watering, too. My head ached, and I felt feverish. I just can't tell you how much better I felt after I took Tabson. I think everybody should know about it and try it.
Well, that's exactly what we hope our friends will do. Try Tabson. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabson quick. You'll find Tabson does more for you, that it is a better cold-fighting formula because it is a combination of an effective antihistamine and other relief-giving agents designed to give you more complete relief from cold misery. Be sure you ask for it by name. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
Hazel?
Yes, Dad?
I know this is an excellent lunch, but somehow
I know. I can't eat anything either. All right, let's just go and do the dishes.
Now, don't forget, friends, next time you take cold, take Tabson quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabson. Now at all drugstores for relief of hay fever and cold discomfort. Tabson is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabson relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabson does more. It can also relieve quickly and effectively the headache that is so often a part of the misery of a cold. That's Tabson, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Pinky calls on his Uncle Paul. Chapter 13, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Lefetto.